The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Major changes are here and now, and the Spirit of the Lord warned us that this is going to happen ahead of time. So we should not be surprised. We should be excited because this is a move of God, and there's a lot of work to do. Amen. Now that the election, presidential election, is over, we need to focus on praying for our country in a different way, in a fresh, new way, okay? We need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and to reveal to us things that we need to address. Remember, we deal things first and foremost in the spiritual realm. God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That is John chapter 4, verse 24. This past election has proven to all the world and to us that what the news media are promoting or are telling us, that we are so divided, that this election was so close, proved to be false. But we Christians, we knew about this. American people, in spite of gender, social status, color of our skin, we all want the same: to prosper, to have a secured environment. We want a brighter future, not only for ourselves, but for our children and children's children. And we also know beforehand who's going to win presidential election. One of the prophecies for President Trump is that he will be a two-term president. And I released this prophecy that on President Trump's second term, he will be much kinder, gentler, but stronger in his resolve to serve and make this country better, greater, more prosperous, and more inclusive. Okay? It also proved to the whole world, not just to us and on this country, Black people, the Latinos, Asian women, are not owned or controlled or can be dictated by one party, that they are blind followers. That is an insult. So, the wicked media were proven false, and they were exposed as liars and selfish, mean-spirited, cruel, and they're only after power and for themselves. Exposures of hearts manifested, even Christians. Those who want and obey the will of God, those who want to implement God's ways of doing things and the plan of God, that is good for the people, not just for themselves and for the glory of God, are going to manifest. God is going to bless the works of our hands. So this country is not divided. Yeah, we have some issues. They're all issues of the heart. We have some challenges. But we, the body of Christ, must show and must lead in godly example. So no name calling, no anger, don't pray for judgment or for even the death of your enemies, but pursue the agenda and the plan and purpose of God for this country. The wicked roots that were in Washington, D.C., they have all been exposed and will be fully uprooted by the hand of God. So let us all move forward. So I repeat, this is an instruction from the Lord for all of us. Don't engage in hatred, in anger, Don't give your opinion, don't assume, but follow the heart of God and obey and trust Him. Okay? Harvest is here. You and I, we don't need to do anything for the judgment or for justice to be served. We need to focus on God. It is harvest time, and each and every one of us who sowed seed, whether good or bad, will be harvesting it. Greater works are still ahead, and greater rewards, okay? Transfer of wealth and influence is already here and will continue to manifest in a big way. So focus on the things of God and do not gloat over the failures of the world. It will crumble because once more, the Lord is shaking. There will be shaking on the whole world. Things that can be shaken will be shaken so that the things of God shall remain. That is in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 27. The body of Christ should and must lead in righteous governance. That we are the answer because of Jesus. That we are part of the solution. That we are a blessing. That we should seek forgiveness. We should seek mercy for our enemies. That we need to pray for reconciliation and healing for the American people, for healing the land, for United States of America. Okay? Last November the 5th, I already knew the outcome of the presidential election because of the prophecy that was released. And I released that. President Trump is going to be a two-term president. And this is what many of God's people, even prophets, missed. God did not say consecutive term. And it caused some Christians to stumble and some prophets who want to justify the prophecies that they released. And they focus on that. So now, let us move forward. Let us forget about the mistakes of the past. And let us cling to what is good. So I knew that President Trump is going to win because it will be his second term. So we celebrated. We celebrated at 6 o'clock. We had some Mexican food, tamales, fajitas, and desserts because we already knew the outcome of the president. But the things that I've been praying with the congregation and the ministry team is for a new leadership in the Senate, okay? We already had a new leadership in the House, and that Republicans will take control of the Senate and retain the control of the House so that President Trump's agenda will be pushed through without any more bickering, without any more impeachment proceedings or legal action. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen, okay? We also pray that because of this, that bickering will stop or be reduced or lessened among our lawmakers. We also want the Supreme Court to remain intact, that comprised of 9 judges, not 15, not 12 or 20. That was our prayer. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to manifest. God is faithful. And second, we celebrated last November the 5th because we prayed against those bad things that were in the offing. And the Lord showed me that in my prayers, even last year, and they did not manifest. He showed me that the White House was in total chaos because of what was going on, the death, and a lot of bad things. That Washington, D.C. was in total chaos. So we prayed against that. The Lord showed me that there will be many assassination attempts against the life of President Trump and his family and his staff. And we start declaring that no weapons formed against him shall prosper. We start coming against assassination attempts and thank God. God is merciful. God is faithful. Okay? And I didn't share it on the radio. I didn't share it on the pulpit because we're live streaming all over the world. but I shared it to our prayer team, handpicked team. And we prayed and prayed. They were averted because we always focus and we must focus on what is good for the people and what will bring glory to God, what will please God, not our own agenda, not our own personal wanting to judge, for God to wanting to judge. No, those bad things were averted, intensities were lessened, and our loving God and merciful God heard our prayers. Amen. Now we move forward, and we must continue to pray, obey, and trust God. We need to let go of the past because God is making new things on the land. And we will continue. We must continue to seek and pray for the peace and prosperity of the United States of America. We have lots of things to do. And remember, the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they are mighty in pulling down strongholds. Okay? And we'll continue to declare that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. We must continue to increase in number. And the leaders must continue to focus in discipling and mentoring for the maturity of the body of Christ. Remember, in Galatians, it was clearly specified, we are all joint heirs with our Lord Jesus Christ, okay? We have inheritance, and the earth is the Lord's and everything that is in it. But we cannot have, manage, or enjoy our inheritance as long as we are immature and infant in the kingdom of God. Read the last verse of Galatians chapter 3 and Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Even though the heir owns everything, if he's still a child, he's subject to trustees and guardianship. We have to mature the body of Christ, the leaders, that is our responsibility. Okay? We have lots of things to do. So let us remember that we already have the victory. From this day forward, we are on the offense. We are not defensive, but we are offensive. Okay? We are on the offense. Joshua mentioned again last Wednesday service about the prophecy for our times that I released several weeks ago in one of our Sunday services. And a lot of times when I'm in the spirit, when I'm in the podium, revelation and word of knowledge or prophecy come out of my mouth. The Holy Spirit is just using me. They're not mine. Okay? They're revelation and prophecies from the Holy Spirit, which leads everything to our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? One of those prophecies that Joshua mentioned, and he reminded us that the apostles and prophets in our days will operate and build the church and glorify our Lord Jesus Christ in accordance to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. They're like Abraham. They're like Joseph before the law. Apostles and prophets are going to take a centered stage, build the church in every sector of society, and they're going to move in power, okay, and will govern. Okay. Remember Jeremiah 1:10? The Lord told Jeremiah, I appointed you as prophets to the nations. Okay? And your authority and power is over nations and kingdoms. To uproot, to tear down, to overthrow, to destroy, and then to build and to plant. What is going to build and to plant? The kingdom of our God, through our Lord Jesus Christ and through the revelation and teaching and guidance of the Holy Spirit, which brings glory to Father God. Amen? Okay. And Jesus, we're going to start with Jesus. Jesus was considered a prophet in his days by the people. And if you're considered a prophet, you're above the rabbis. You're above the priest because you're above nations and kingdoms. So Jesus was considered a prophet in his days. What did Jesus prophesy? Is it a personal prophecy? No. About the coming of age, about the end of times, about the kingdom of God, about nations and kingdoms. And what? He introduced a loving Father God, and he introduced the Holy Spirit. As a prophet, Jesus healed the sick, raised the dead, walked on water, multiplied loaves and fishes, preached in power, and he always prayed and communicated with Father God, and he was always led by the Holy Spirit. Okay. In Revelation 19:10 in our days, the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ is the Spirit, or the very essence of prophecy. You prophesy and it did not point to Christ if they did not glorify God, and it's not about the kingdom of our God. You are in the wrong tract, okay? So keep in mind that Jesus did not walk around on the earth giving personal prophecies. Same thing with the prophecies in the book of Acts. Agabus and others, they prophesied about what? Leaders. They prophesied about Paul and Barnabas being sent to the Gentiles, about the coming famine. And they all act. They are not personal prophecies. Yeah, they prophesy on leaders. Okay? And like now, oh, you encourage me. I need to encourage me. You need to continue to listen or being given a personal prophecy that you already know. You just want to feel good. Okay? Feeling good in our days as a Christian is to know that you're obeying God, that you're in the perfect will of God. Amen? Okay. Next, Abraham was considered a prophet because according to the Lord, God told Abimelech, you need to do it what is right. Return the man's wife to him because he's a prophet. And if you do that, then he can pray for you, for your kingdom to continue to prosper. Okay? Abraham was considered a prophet and as a ruler, but he never prophesied. Instead, he believed God, walked and lived by faith, and he lived righteously. Result? God walked with him, and Isaac was born in their old age. Abraham prospered, and he had 300 fighting men under his household or under his employ and provided for all of them, including their wives and children. He owned slaves, so he's prosperous. He was influential. He walked with God, and God raised him up, okay? Joseph did not prophesy either. He received a prophetic dream from God that he's a ruler, that he's someone special. But he was with God, and God was with him, and he prospered wherever he's at. So wherever you're at right now, make sure that you're in perfect will of God, and any challenge that you have, any poverty, or any want or lack, those are just temporarily. And the Lord is going to be with you, and he will prosper to where you're at. Amen. Okay. So in our present days, we are full of the Holy Spirit. When we are led by the Holy Spirit, and when we continue to devote our time in prayer and communing with God, our life, our ministry will produce the same results. Supernatural, influential, prosperity. We will continue to receive revelation from God through and by the Holy Spirit. And when we read the Bible, the Holy Spirit will come upon us and he's going to give us revelation. Okay? The Holy Spirit is going to tell us of things to come. And we are not caught unaware as far as the election is concerned. We know that weapons will be formed against us, against President Trump, against a righteous people. But they will be formed, but they will never prosper. Okay? And it is showing now. So it is good to be in the perfect will of God. The Holy Spirit will teach us God's ways of doing things. and we will also prosper, and we will rule and reign with our Lord Jesus Christ here on earth. Okay. Transfer of wealth and influence is already here, but of Christ. But it's not going to manifest with an old mindset of the past, with the ways of the past, by being a full-time ministry or preaching, always preparing to preach and hopefully raise money for our building fund. It is not going to be that way. That is an old way. We are going to live for Christ, not in a religious way, which is full of traditions, with envy and malice, but with a pure heart and clean hands. Remember Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ Jesus, nevertheless I live. But the life that I now live, I live it for Jesus. So we're living, we must live for Christ, okay? If you are in Christ, we will rule and reign with Christ here on earth by the leading of the Holy Spirit, by our having a personal relationship with Him. And we will continue to implement God's ways of doing things here on earth, not preaching, okay? Things are changing, body of Christ. The gospel must be preached, not just by teaching and saying things in a traditional way, but by implementing God's ways of doing things in every sector of society. Jesus must be Lord, okay? Let us not focus or continue to react on what the world is telling us or accusing of. If we'll continue to do that, we will lose sight of the truth that God is on the move. Remember, during Jesus' time and in the book of Acts, when the Holy Spirit came over them, they were transformed and changed into different men. They focused on our Lord Jesus Christ. With great power, they preached Jesus, okay? And they were led by the Holy Spirit. Who were against them? It's not the world. It's the Pharisees and Sadducees, the chief priests, the religious people. Because why? Because Jesus was preaching differently and with the supernatural results in comparison to them. And Jesus did not follow their rules and regulations. He focused on the love of the Father for His people, and He showed the love of God and the mercy of God and the power of God. Okay? Same thing with the disciples. They did not make the grades, but they were led by the Holy Spirit. So their focus is preaching God, and they didn't like it because they want to keep the old ways of doing things. The body of Christ, every ministry, and majority of the preachers or even pastors, their desire is to continue tradition, but increase their influence is not going to happen, body of Christ. These are new things that are happening, and we cannot fit in and be used by God with this new anointing, with this new oil, by applying and pouring this new anointing in the old wineskin. It's not going to happen, okay? And I was running out of time, but let me share this with you real fast. The manifestations of the transfer of wealth is here and now. I was in prayer, and the Lord gave this example. NASA is the space exploration, the landing of the moon. Those projects were all funded by our federal government. And depending on who's on the White House, NASA will either advance on their space exploration or they will stop. But not anymore. That influence has been transferred to private entities and private people outside of the federal government. Example is Elon Musk and the SpaceX. SpaceX, with Elon Musk, is leading in the space exploration. A private citizen. Meditate on this, okay? This is here and now. I'm running out of time, but the transfer of influence and the transfer of wealth is already here. Be spiritual and listen to the Holy Spirit and where He's leading you. When major changes are happening, it means to say God's people, the right people, are already in position. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.